We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, brave viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremacy Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Nor Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $4.5 million to support the United Nations Women Project in Afghanistan. In education news, an Indian school provides learning opportunities for children and adults. In animal welfare news, the Swiss-based International Union for Conservation of Nature reports a significant increase in the number of herbivorous Arabian oryx. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 30th, is Morocco's National Day, called Throne Day. It commemorates the anniversary of the beginning of the reign of His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco in 1999. The special day includes a national address by His Majesty, as well as a parade and other festivities. Adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea in North Africa, Morocco is home to the University of Al Karawin, believed to be the oldest university in the world. It is located in Fez, which is considered the spiritual and cultural center of the country. The Medina of Fez, an ancient part of the city, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Vanuatu, a group of more than 80 islands situated between Hawaii and Australia in the South Pacific Ocean, also observes its national day today. This occasion celebrates Vanuatu's independence attained in 1980. Numerous protected regions and marine reserves can be found in Vanuatu. Among them is the Vate Conservation Area, which is the first national park in the country. We respectfully congratulate Your Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco on the anniversary of your reign. We wish the lovely citizens of Morocco and Vanuatu memorable national days.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from India. Extreme monsoons with record amounts of precipitation beginning mid-June in West Bengal state claimed at least 11 lives and displaced nearly 200,000 residents. In the provincial capital, Kolkata, hundreds of trees were uprooted by strong winds as some 17,000 homes in the city and surrounding regions were destroyed. Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000, asking that her association members please go to help the worst afflicted victims. This amount could obtain $139,000 in urgent necessities if bought in the United States based on India's cost of living.
On June 29th, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan and Mumbai, India, met in Kolkata, covering their own travel and related expenses of $4,000. Arriving in the hard-hit districts of East and West Midnapore, they were assured by officials that the residents had been provided with sufficient necessities, so the relief team distributed SOS flyers on the vegan solution to such climate-related disasters. After receiving permission from West Bengali's officials, they next traveled to the remote district of Purulia, a 10-hour drive from Kolkata, where no other organization had yet arrived with aid, bringing 2,000 items of clothing along with 9,000 kilograms of rice and 5,000 kilograms of potatoes. They arrived in Purulia and met with the local police, who helped complete the transport, while also escorting our association's relief team to the village of Balarampur.
This heavily forested region was home primarily to indigenous Aboriginal residents, with many who the relief team discovered had traveled across mountains to obtain the much-needed assistance. On the first day, the food, clothing and SOS flyers were distributed to some 1,500 people across six villages, with children also receiving candy treats. As our association members then had to depart, the police offered to help deliver the remaining aid packages to the most afflicted storm victims over the following days.
Very much thank the Guruji for giving the opportunity to work with you to distribute this prize and all of the materials to the poor people, and we are looking ahead to cooperate with you in the future. Thank you.
Dhanyavad Master Qinghai.
Dhanyavad Master Qinghai.
our appreciation to Rulia Police for your caring assistance, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed aid to the disaster-stricken, and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. We pray for the smooth recovery of regular day-to-day lives in West Bengal, and that all may be safeguarded from such calamities through humanity's eco-stabilizing actions.
Pummeled southern Olac or Vietnam on Monday, July 25th. High-speed winds and heavy rain swept through Thanh Binh district in the southern province of Dong Thap just days before local farmers were prepared to harvest rice. Over 2,000 hectares of summer-autumn rice were destroyed, with rice yields expected to be 20-30% lower. Officials have initiated an emergency water pumping operation in efforts to salvage the rice from the floods.
Our appreciation, Olacese or Vietnamese officials, for your endeavors to ease the situation, wishing the farmers restoration of the vital rice crops, and that such destructive weather events may be alleviated through our earth-caring actions.
Quake in Turkey disrupts communities. A 4.8 magnitude quake rattled Ilgin district in the province of Konya on Wednesday, July 27th, prompting residents to run and even jump from buildings in panic. The tremor was also felt in a number of nearby towns and was followed by several aftershocks. 3 people were injured while another 5 were treated for shock. There were fortunately no immediate reports of significant damage.
Our appreciation, Turkish medical and other emergency personnel, for your assistance, as we wish the injured a smooth recovery to health. May such distressing events quickly be ebbed through our concerted benevolence in fostering stability as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And that
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 543. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Speak out. People continue standing firm in their resolve to bring better living conditions as well as greater freedoms and democratic principles into their lives as they gather in countries such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Chile, Egypt, Libya, Myanmar or Burma, Syria, Tunisia, Yemen and around the world.
Chile. Cuban-based Prensa Latina reported on Thursday, July 28th, that representatives from teacher and student groups met with Minister of Education Felipe Bulnes to present a proposal for resolving the current discord. which was welcomed by Minister Bulnes as a constructive first step toward achieving their goals.
Myanmar, Burmese Nobel Peace Laureate and democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi sent an open letter to President Thein Sein calling for a ceasefire between government troops and major ethnic groups, while also offering to mediate in peace talks, saying that national reconciliation can only succeed through political negotiation.
Afghanistan. The UK-based BBC reported Thursday that BBC journalist Ahmed Kapulwak was among 25 people killed the previous day in an attack by an armed group in the southern city of Tarinkout.
Tunisia. A court in Tunis on Thursday issued a 16-year jail sentence in absentia to former president Zain El Abidine Ben Ali on charges of corruption and property fraud. As the third trial and sentencing since the former leader departed for Saudi Arabia in January, he now would be facing a total of 50 years in Tunisian jail.
Yemen. On Thursday, Yemeni security forces opened fire on protesters in Taiz, with the number of injured unknown, as citizens persisted in their demands for the end of President Ali Abdullah Saleh's long-time rule. Meanwhile, near the capital Sana'a in Ahab district, at least 45 pro-activist tribesmen were killed in clashes with Yemeni troops.
Syria. On Thursday night, activists report that security forces shot and killed at least two protesters in Deir ez-Zor as they joined in calling for the resignation of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. While on Friday, as tens of thousands gathered across the country, troops opened fire and shot tear gas canisters at activists in Deraa, with no immediate reports of casualties.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or suffer from injuries due to conflict, we pray that the strife in all nations may subside for people to choose to live dignified and free in a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been planting and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn the living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves and then accumulate that contribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
Thank you.
Tôi thường bước qua những thi hài xám lạnh, những xác thân ta vẫn gọi kẻ thù. Trên con đường tay cắp sách vô tư, và khi đó tuổi tôi còn thơ ấu. Nhà dì tôi nổ tung loáng vết máu, lúc dì vừa 34 tuổi đời. Khuôn mặt dì từng mảnh vỡ tả tơi, sáng hôm sau tôi chẳng còn nhận được. Ta sẽ còn sinh ra trong kiếp khác, lòng băn khoăn tôi tư lự ưu sầu. Đôi chân què sẽ lạc bước về đâu, và xương vụn cùng mảnh hồn tan tách. Chúng có được hợp về trong cõi khác để giao hoàn cho lại kiếp toàn thân. Tôi đi qua bao lầu gác ruội tàn trên con đường trở về từ thành phố. Cả kiếp người cần cù và gian khổ, thành cho tàn trong gió muộn tà tơ. Người cao niên thành điên loạn rối bời, kẻ thanh thiếu ôm nỗi lòng hư hoại. Kiếp khốn đó bám theo đàn trẻ dại, có còn gì để nuôi chúng lớn lên? Chú của tôi bị bắt giải về trên, mang án nặng là theo phe phản động. Em họ tôi uất hờn trong cuộc sống, trốn quân trường chối bỏ việc đáo binh. Cả hai người trốn lấp trốn ngục hình, hai bản án tù chúng thân cấm cố. Họ hàng tôi còn có nhiều vô số, làm cấp cao trong đội ngũ quan quyền. Giờ sát thân nửa chết nửa tật nguyền, chẳng giúp được một chút gì cho họ. Tôi chứng kiến bao nhiêu điều oán khó, những điều tôi sẽ vĩnh viễn khôn quên. Những hãi hùng chúng xương máu chiến tranh sẽ ghi đậm vào lòng tôi mãi mãi. Tôi tự hỏi ai tượng trưng lẽ phải, lòng vẫn lòng, ai là kẻ thù ta? Hai bên đều theo lý tưởng cao xa, niềm tin mạnh gấp ngàn lần gươm súng. Tôi dân quèn, sao dám đòi lựa chọn, chỉ mong cầu một cuộc sống an vui. Hoặc thế này, hãy thế khác mà thôi, đã cùng sức kéo lê đời sợ hãi.
Let peace be here now.
Peruvian president inaugurated. On Thursday, July 28th, Ollanta Humala became the nation's 97th head of state as he was officially sworn in for a 5-year term in a ceremony attended by many Latin American leaders and delegates from more than 100 countries. In his inauguration speech, President Humala pledged to end social exclusion and poverty through measures such as raising the minimum wage and improving healthcare to share the nation's current economic growth with all fellow citizens. Our respectful congratulations, President Humala, on your new role. May your term in office bring upliftment to the lives of fellow Peruvians and your beautiful nation.
save our planet, as more than 300 fish are discovered perished in a Pennsylvania, USA waterway during the week of July 22, 2011. Chlorine is also detected coming from a public swimming pool, with environmental officials saying that the toxic chemical, along with a heat wave and other pollutant spill, likely caused the fish's deaths.
Save our planet. With the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico off the U.S. coast already measuring 3,300 square miles or 5,300 square kilometers as of June 2011, U.S. researchers at the end of July state that the oxygen-deprived area fed by warming waters and nitrates from Mississippi River runoff is expected to be the largest ever this year.
Warning news. Officials in Sweden announced on July 24, 2011, that anthrax, a fatal disease that can be transmitted to humans, has been detected in a cow on a farm outside Örebro, in the central part of the country, where nearly 20 animals thus far have died.
Hi, I'm Clucky the Chicken, and I'm following a compassionate diet that's without any animal products. Here's a green transportation tip of the day. If you're entertaining out-of-town guests on vacation, consider taking advantage of public transportation for sightseeing. Every act to reduce CO2 emissions helps. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. Japan donates $4.5 million to promote women's well-being in Afghanistan. The funds have been contributed to the United Nations Women Project, which advocates for peaceful treatment of women throughout the nation. The amount is in addition to a pledge of more than $445,000, which Japan made to UN Women for the current year. The UN Women Project Aid to Afghanistan supports laws that protect women and provide shelter for individuals in need. Our heartfelt appreciation, Japan, for your generosity. May many precious lives be safeguarded and enhanced by this caring endeavor, with Allah's abundant blessings.
In education news, an Indian school provides learning opportunities for children and adults. The Blue Star Van Gujar School, located near Dehradun, the capital of Uttarakhand, is committed to helping rural and indigenous communities in remote areas. Founded by Rural Litigation and Entitlement Kendra, or RLEK, a non-governmental organization in the state, the educational facility is attended by 235 students. It is one of 15 schools currently being operated by RLEK. The non-profit also offers adult literacy programs. In addition, a volunteer travels with nomadic groups so that learning can be ongoing throughout the year. Our sincere thankfulness, Rural Litigation and Entitlement Kendra, for your comprehensive initiatives. May all of God's treasured children be given the support needed to flourish on a sustainable earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the Arabian oryx thrives in the wild. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. Please stay tuned for more enhancing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for an elegant world. In animal news, the Arabian oryx increases in numbers. The Swiss-based International Union for Conservation of Nature reported that after 30 years of working towards preserving the endangered species, approximately 1,000 wild Arabian or white oryx now exist in the wild. The beautiful herbivorous animals are sometimes referred to as the Arabian unicorn, as they can appear to have one horn, like the fabled unicorn. The oryxes now reside in a natural environment in Oman, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates, and are reported to be thriving. Bravo, International Union for Conservation of Nature, for your devoted efforts. May the gentle Arabian oryx's loving presence continue to bless our world for eons to come.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Sepedi, a language spoken in South Africa, entitled Sunday.
Monna, le hono ke sonta, ke sone tse go ipsina. Ke rekile di tikete tse tharo. Mosadi wa gagwe. Tse tharo, monna wa gagwe. Wena le batswadi ba gago.
And now for viewers' heartline on Dr. Stephen Harefield on the sacred principles of karma, on science and spirituality. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Beautiful, fantastic wisdom. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen. Tenzin from the United States.
Amiable Tenzin, it is wonderful to hear from you. Dr. Harefield's profound observations on how the law of karma or retribution affects our lives can surely help us to create a more compassionate and benevolent world. With best wishes and heaven's love to you and the caring people of the United States.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith in the divine always be your cherished guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kye-kwon and U.S. Special Envoy Stephen Bosworth convened for the first such high-level meeting in over 2 years, with discussions that are hoped to lead to resuming six-party talks by fall 2011.
England's National Health Service releases a study revealing that fewer young people between the ages of 11 and 15 are smoking, drinking, or taking illegal drugs, with their attitudes also found to be less tolerant towards these harmful substances.
In China's Heilongjiang province, the 13th National Robotics Competition brings together teams from 50 of the nation's colleges and universities to showcase engineering skills through the robot's abilities in performances that include ballet, taekwondo, and football.
After hearing calls for help, cable installer Agustin Arugin of Texas, USA, jumps a fence and saves the life of a drowning 7-year-old boy by administering CPR and reviving him, with the boy now expected to make a recovery to full health. For his swift and valiant deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Agustin Arugin with the Shining World Hero Award.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.